stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen
to me. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Woo-woo. Hey, Rake's here.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I'm Dico. And BAM just flew in straight from New Zealand.
And do you notice my sunburn-ass nose? It was like cloudy days there the whole time, and my nose is still all chipped. My skin is chipping off because there's no ozone there.
How hot is it there? Oh, yeah, there's no ozone.
It wasn't even that hot, really. That's the thing. Like, I would have put on sunblock if I would have felt it. Like, you always feel like... You always know when you need it around here, like when you're at Wildwood or something.
Yeah, Wildwood.
But once again, I'm an idiot and I brought the Hummer to the airport and I can't fit the Hummer in the airport parking lot. Like the clearance won't fit.
Oh, yeah,
those
yeah.
lights. So I have to drive over the curb and park there, and then I just start the car up when I get back after like 10 days of being there, and I just go in reverse and I go back over the median and I just drive off about my day. I don't even go through the toll booth. And they have records of me being there, but they don't have records of me checking in or checking out, so they always like write Phil a letter saying like, what's this about? And then he has to write, the Hummer didn't fit in there. And last time they wrote, well, we appreciate the brutal honesty of you trying to get away with it, but now you have to pay the actual amount. But I didn't get a fine or anything. I just had to pay
the regular.
I had to prove that I had plane tickets and all that stuff. It was kind of a pain in the ass, but like, dude, I never like pack enough time. Like, I never packed the night before. It's always like, shit, I go to New Zealand in an hour. Well, I gotta grab something, you know. And I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah.
iPod batteries. I'll get these pair of jeans. Oh yeah, I'll take socks. Yeah. Oh shit. Oh, where are my keys? Where the fuck are my keys? I'm like, oh, there's a Hummer. So I grab it, and then I'm like driving. I'm like, I knew I. Why couldn't I just remember to like prepare myself? I always do that. It doesn't matter if it's 6 at night or 6 in the morning. I always fuck it up. So where were you?
I fought with a printer all day. It's amazing the technology we have, but printers never work. Printers never work. Printers never work.
Never.
Printers never work.
Your printer?
Nobody's printer works. I dare you to go to your printer right now.
You know what else doesn't work?
Printers never work.
Laptops and computers never work. Anywhere I go, dude, I have the shittiest signal here. Dude, you have the shittiest signal ever. No one ever says I have a dope-ass signal.
No, I do.
No,
my phone works in the Baltimore tunnel. All the way through, driving through.
My phone was awesome in Brazil. That's the only place it worked, Brazil.
God, and you know what? And I had to take United. You know how United and US Air just joined together?
Yeah.
Well, like, even in the Philly airport and in the LAX airport, United's Terminal 7 and fucking US Air's Terminal 1. So every time, for the past, like, 5 tickets that I've flown to LA, it says...
Always have it wrong.
Yeah, it says...
Every time.
No, it says on the ticket, US Airways flight... provided by United. So I'm like, well, what the fuck? Is it United or US Air?
Which one?
And I'm already late to begin with. So, I, like, this time I go to the US Air, and they're like, we don't have a flight going to Philadelphia at 7. I'm like, yes, you do. I have a confirmation. It's X, Y, Z, whatever. And
yeah.
I give it to them. They're like, oh, well, that's United. I'm like, they're like, you're not going to make it. You're going to have to run. I'm just like, I had to run from Terminal 1 to Terminal 7 just because it gets so confusing. Like, operated by United. By U.S. Air? Well, is it U.S. Air flight or United?
Yeah.
What the fuck won? So annoying. So, ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Novak might be here. He's stuck in traffic on 95 with the whore from North Philly because I said in New Zealand that he was going to hump somebody. So he wanted to rig it so bad, and I told him I'd pay for it for his little Christmas present. He's like, bam, let me go to North Philly, please. Let me just bang out a hooker on the air. So if worst comes to worst, we might have to get a hold of him during traffic, and, you know, they might just have to pull over and hump or something if they don't make it here in time. But I don't know if he's in the car with her or if she's following. I have no idea, but we're
going
to try to get a hold of him in a minute.
Should hump her on Frankfurt Ave.
Oh, God.
So I actually didn't get back today. I got back two nights ago, and
I went to Kildare's. The funniest thing, it couldn't have been any better.
What?
I'm walking out of Kildare's. And
what
there's
night?
These,
Christmas night?
I think it was Christmas Eve.
Okay.
And there's these drunk jocks just so hammered, just at the bouncers, just like, fuck you, fucking dickhead, like, fuck you, pussy ass. Like, that's what these kids were saying to the bouncers. Then they see me come out, and they're just like, oh, Bam, fucking faggot! Bam's a fucking faggot! Yeah. And I had like a few shots of Jameson, so I was like in the mood to be like doing something. So I run over to the big jock. He starts running after me. I grab him by his button-down shirt, and I rip his shirt completely open. I'm like, go ahead and punch me, fat faggot. I'm like, there's so many people watching you right now. If you're just mad at the world because you had 20 too many extra buffalo wings and you're a fat piece of shit and you don't know what to do with yourself. And his girlfriend's standing right there, and I didn't say it once. I said it like six times. I'm like, you're just mad at the world and you have to call people faggots because you're a fat piece of shit because you eat 20 too many buffalo wings and you don't know how to control yourself, so you just eat too much and you're all depressed and you're fat fucks, so you have to call other people faggots, you fat piece of shit. I was just going off and off, and his girlfriend actually thought it was hilarious because the guy had no retort whatsoever, but like even if he wanted to change his mind about kicking my ass, he couldn't because like his girlfriend was right there and I'm just calling him a fat piece of shit and every... You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, so he gets so mad, he takes off the shirt I ripped open, and then he just goes, I'm gonna fuck you up. He puts his hand up in the air. Next thing you know, not two, three cop cars coming. Ooh, ooh. And then he's like, what's going on here? I'm like, I don't know. Fat boy took his shirt off. He wants to kick my ass. We put him in the handcuffs, and then his buddy comes up. He's like, oh, officer, don't worry about it. There's no problems here. I'm like, no, there is problems here. This fat fuck had 22 too many buffalo wings, and he's a fat piece of shit, and he's mad at the world, so he has to call me a faggot and try to kick my ass. And then, dude, I made him go to jail because of that.
God.
Dude, it couldn't have been any more better, dude.
Man.
He ripped off his shirt. I'm not fat.
Dude, how good does it get? Like, his fist was up in the air, ready to knock me out. He was so big and fat. And I was like, dude, I'm going to die right now. And then the cops just conveniently pull up. And I found out later that the Kildare's bouncers actually just called the cops on him because they were so belligerent in there.
Oh, the people were.
Yeah, the jocks were. Oh, it was so funny. Well, yeah, I'm going to try to get a hold of Novak because I think he's en route with some North Philly whore or something. I don't know, but let's figure it out. So right now I'm going to play a band from the Netherlands, and it's death metal.
What's the capital of the Netherlands?
Well, it's Holland, and it's Amsterdam.
Holland.
Anymore? Smart ass.
Yeah, that dip one. Copenhagen, where's that?
That's Denmark.
Yeah, that's right. All right.
So this is Agatho Diamond, and this is called Spirit Soldier, and it's the deathiest death metal, and I'm into it, and so is Rake.
Happy
Radio
holidays.
Bam, Series 28 Faction.
Spearmint Soldier.
Spirit is your fate and burden. Spirit is your destination. Yeah. the day, the spirit soldiers will conquer, and then...
Nature of this, check this out. Program.
You need to come check this out, man.
Say hello to everyone. Hello to everyone. Can I talk? Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit. I didn't know. Well, it's on. It's on the radio channel now.
Nah.
Yeah.
You're fucking kidding me.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 Faction.
Uh-huh. Hey, what's up? We're, this is the Bam Margera Show. If you just opened a sweet little Sirius Radio as a present, you should know we do this show live. We're in Westchester, PA, 7 o'clock every week, joined by, of course, Bam Margera, Rake, running back, Jan, Deco.
But one of the locals, Brandon Novak, he's en route from North Philly, apparently with a whore. We haven't talked to him yet, but I don't even know. I gave him the Scion to go pick it up because I don't want him driving one of my cars. So I got this Scion. It's got all these designs on it and stuff. And if he's driving with her, oh, dude, she probably thinks he's all like...
He doesn't know the girls?
I don't know. He's like, Bam, just give me 500 and let me go to North Philly.
Man.
Let's try to call
500?
Him.
Jesus.
Well, you know, I mean, safety money.
You trust him with
$500? Safety money?
Safety money.
If I lose it, it's just a Christmas present.
You get back to
$500. All right, let's try to get a hold of Novak. Let's see if he answers. But with our luck, there's no reception up there. Hello?
Yo, what up, faggot?
Did you get any whores?
Yeah, I got whores, but I had to fucking drive this car. It's so loud. It's like a girl wearing a pink shirt. You can't miss it. It's got fucking holograms on it, neon lights. They're like calling me some car club faggot from Pennsylvania, dude.
Isn't there a fluorescent blue light underneath the car,
oh,
too?
My God. No, there isn't.
And, dude, the doors go up like Lamborghini.
Fluorescent, dude. Even the fucking radio like has fluorescent neon lights shooting out of it, man.
So, do you have a whore or whores?
I have plural. I got two fucking whores, and let me tell you, boy, they are hot to trot. Your $500 was well worth it, bro.
Oh, my God.
How did you rig it, though? Like, did you call up Franz or G or something?
Faggot Franz and Shit Goose, they do shady business like it's all the time, and they kind of point me in the right direction.
Well, they live in Philly, so they know where to tell you to go, right?
And plus, I bought drugs on the street corner every day for 10
years. Oh, my God.
When things aren't right and shady. So, dude, I scored the fucking grand prize here, brother.
So they're in the car with you now, or are they following you?
They're with me now. Let me put on speaker. You got to say hi to them. Hold on.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this. He's by himself.
Hello? Hey, I'm Lisa. Lisa. Hi, baby. I'm Penny.
Penny.
Where did Novak pick you guys up at?
Well, you know what? South Bay streets are pretty cold.
A sewer?
It's Brian.
Sweet, buddy. I did something illegal and I gave a fake name and you just fucked that up.
Good job, dude. You never told me to say anything.
Hi, Brian.
Yo,
Brian.
So,
Brian.
So hot.
Do you girls work at a strip club or do you just hook streets?
You know what? That strip club shit's so overrated. You know, I got caught in the fucking bathroom, but, you know, it's
cool. Caught in the bathroom? What happened? Sex?
You got caught in the bathroom. What were you doing? Banging a dude out?
No, I was sniffing blow in the bathroom.
Oh, my God. No, man, what kind of girls did you pick up?
Don't bring her back here.
So, Novak.
Let's do it.
Yeah, it's going to be a long night today, buddy.
Are you going to be able to make it in time, dude? The show, we're live right now, and where are you? Are you still in Philly?
7 minutes, and I'll be there.
7 minutes? Where are you exactly?
I'm passing Kildare's.
Kildare? Dude, that takes more than 7 minutes.
Which one? There's like five of them.
And stop. Plus, I gotta stop to get smokes because these girls want some smokes.
It's like a million new listeners. He's late.
It's gonna be a tough night.
I hope you make it in time. I have some baby shambles and shit to play in the meantime. But like,
I didn't know that was a song.
No, it's a band.
I know, but
it's fucking awesome.
I was wondering what baby shambles were.
Thought it was Novak's wife.
Yeah.
How much did they cost?
You know what? I might just do him for free.
That means more money for partying later.
Yeah, man, save some for the homestead.
So did the other girl just come to, like, protect the... Which one are you humping, Novak? Are you humping... What's going on here?
Fine as wine. They say both of them, but I don't want to part with this whole $500, man. I need some pocket money, too.
Well, if you tell a girl like that that you have 500, she's going to find a reason to make her fee 500.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so what's your fee, babe? I got 500. Well, my fee is 500.
Yeah, what a coincidence.
550.
Well, I don't know. I'll let you guys decide which one you want me to fuck, because they're both fine as wine, boy.
Okay, well, bring them down.
Well, did you pass culinary yet?
I'm actually right in front of culinary. I just went through the stop sign. I'm about... Now, my ETA will be about 5 minutes tops.
It's never 5 minutes.
It's a lot.
It's going to be 10. I guarantee it.
Like 6 or 4.
How's that Scion holding up?
It's great. I can't be unnoticed if I tried.
What do the girls think of the Scion?
Neon car club.
It's
hotter than a fucking girl in a pink shirt.
These girls are too much for me, man. I need to get out of this car. They're making me all nervous, man.
Oh, God.
I can't believe you went to North Philly alone to look for whores.
Hey, Brian, what is it?
Yeah.
Yo, what was the line you used to wrangle them?
What?
How'd you get them in a car?
I had to park the car and get out and walk, because I knew if they saw the car, they'd think I was an undercover cop.
Yeah, an undercover cop, and that minging-ass thing with the neon lights, they thought you were undercover.
Giant signs on it.
If they got in the car, they weren't going to get in. I had to give them $100 right up front to get in the car.
I wasn't having it.
Plus, I'm taking them all the way, and now I got to drive them all the way to fuck back, man.
Yo, did you have a selection of girls, or did you just grab the hottest one, or there's only one?
I grabbed the hottest one, and she was just ready to do it right there, but once I told her I had to bring her all the way to Westchester, she got a little weirded out, and then she saw the car and really got weirded out, and had to go
weirded out.
Penny. Yeah.
She saw the car and got really weirded out.
So did you pick her friend Penny up, or did she just come out and meet you guys? Like,
she ran back to the corner, and Penny must have been hiding in a dark alley somewhere. She probably just got done taking a dick out of her mouth. Who knows?
Yeah. All right, well, you're probably officially 7 minutes away, so I'm going to see you in a few minutes, and in the meantime, I'm going to play you a Baby Shambles song, because he's a drug addict on heroin, and it's your favorite band. So this song's called Put the Pipe Down.
Hey, friendship for me, Novak.
Do the one that pooped last.
Do you want to hear Pipe Down? Is he there? He hung up on me. Let's hear Baby Shambles Pipe Down. There's a guy from England who humps Kate Moss out, and he's on major drugs. He just got caught with crack and heroin trying to get into Ibiza, and he forgot that he had it in his pockets. It was all over the papers. It's brilliant.
Ibiza?
This Radio Bam. No, Ibiza, the island.
I had never heard
Radio
of that.
Radio Bam, let's hear it.
Undone. Just paper over the cracks, oh, there ain't no turning back on the sun. To make you out to be a tearaway. Undone. Oh, I just spoke to Matt that they want the money back. Gotta feel it. Can you play no fun? Oh, what you think that you have to watch it by?
we're going hot right now. Oh, stop.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
I want to know what they found in Don Vito's ass. I never heard that one before. Yo, so it's Deco, Rakeman, Yonigan, and Biggs.
And Novak's in route with two whores from North Philly.
Why'd you do this to us?
Dude, I wonder if they're good looking. Because, like, in Novak's eyes, like, the perfect broad is, like, a big fake-tittied bitch with, like, you know, like he would prefer to date a stripper than a nice girl. You know what I mean? Like that's what he goes for. Like,
oh man, if I could just find a sexy stripper to marry, that's all I want.
You know what I mean? Like he wouldn't be like, man, I just want to go to the library and find a nice girl that I can trust. Like, he was like, man, I want a big titty bitch. I want to marry her.
I want to marry her. I want to fall in love.
What's she going to do, take all his money? Broke motherfucker.
Did you send him to North Philly? Or did he just pick North Philly?
He begged and begged all day today, and I'm like, dude, fine. Here's $500. Take the Scion and go find yourself a whore.
So he just went there.
He wants to do it so bad on the radio because it's never been done before, and I don't blame him. And you know what? If we get shut down, it'll just make the ratings even better.
Yeah.
They're already the best they can be.
They'll listen to Static for the next, like, 8 weeks.
So, Novak's probably 5 minutes away, maybe. I don't know.
Less than that? How long is that song's going?
Baby Shambles' song, he's all hopped up, so...
Yeah, they're really going to do this?
Their songs last, like, 2 minutes instead of five, like how they normally should.
You got to... If they're really going to do this and it happens, you should get a microphone right up in there so you can hear, like, the squishing sound.
I want to hear that, man.
Oh, I don't want to look at it. I want to hear...
Let me see that microphone, Tom Rock. I got to be prepared. What'd you get for Christmas, fat boy?
I got a Dolphins helmet.
A Dolphins helmet?
Yeah, I got a Miami Dolphins helmet. Yeah. I always get a football helmet for
I felt
Christmas.
Like such a dickhead going to Christmas because not only was, like, one side of my grandparents there, the other side was there, too. Boof was there. My aunts and uncles, they're all there. They all have Christmas presents for me, and I don't have jack shit for them because I depended on going shopping on Christmas Eve.
It just never happened.
Doesn't it seem like the mall should be open on midnight on Christmas Eve? That's what I thought happened last year. Dude. Well, I went there. I get there at 5 o'clock. They're like, this mall will be closing in 1 hour. I'm like, what? I can't buy anything. I was like, dude, I got like one shoe. I bought one shoe. That's all I could get in a matter of an hour at the mall when it's all packed like that. So I had to go there and just be like, oh, thanks for the presents, everybody. I don't have jack shit for you guys because I just flew in from New Zealand and I thought that the malls were open till midnight. So
you should have just shopped at like ShopRite and got them presents.
Oh,
like
God,
shoe polish and tape.
like flea bath or something like that.
The worst present ever. I can't say who it was, but let's just say that
it was a family member.
An ex-girlfriend's family member.
Okay.
Gave me, like, they found out that I was like a pro skater or whatever, so the aunt or uncle or whatever, they gave me a reflector armband that blinks, and I go, oh cool, what's this? And he's like, oh, well, you know, I found out you're a skater, so, like, now you can skate around, like, Westchester at night and nobody will hit you because you have that blinking thing on your arm. I'm like, are you kidding me? This is the craziest present I've ever got. Like, why would I ever rock this? Dude, seeing that blinking red thing at nighttime would throw me so off doing tricks so bad I'd twist my fucking ankle so hard. You should wear it around.
Put it on Novak when he's hammered so he can trace him through North Philly.
I'll give it to you.
Oh, I would love it, man. Get 10 of them on.
Yo, just talk to Rake for a minute, because I think I just heard some doors shut.
God, I don't know what we're
hello,
doing.
Ted.
Hello, Brandon.
Hey, what'd you get for Christmas, Rake, man?
What did I get? I got a... my mom got me Frizzies shampoo. I'm like, yeah,
Frizzies?
Nice freaking gift, you know? It's like, yeah, that's a statement right there. Oh, God, no.
They are walking in the door right now.
This is the best fucking Christmas present I've ever had. Ladies and gentlemen, meet Penny and... What the fuck's your name?
Lisa.
Lisa, I don't know. I just met her. They're hookers.
Yeah, I remember. You know.
Penny, hi. Penny, hello. How you doing?
Tell them to grab up some mics over here.
Well, the one's not that bad.
Dude.
Ray, you couldn't dream of getting pussy like this, dude. And they're for sale.
They're actually hot. They're hot.
I know, dude. I told you. I was getting the cream of the crop on this one, bro.
Put on the headphone there.
Hold on. They're hookers. They don't know how to work electronics, so just be fair with them.
He can have any girl he wants. He goes to all places.
Come on, Vince, get it right. I can talk to him how I want. It costs $500.
All right. I bet if you would have said you had 300, that would have been good.
I know, but I was just so stoked on this whole deal.
You cannot be a hooker.
I am a hooker. I'm sorry.
you can...
they're so high.
I just can't believe it. I just picture some like sketchy bitch with track marks on her arm and like bruises.
Well, they're
shit.
Covered up.
No, hey babe, I'm about to fuck you. Don't make me nervous about diseases.
Showback, I've never seen you smile so much, man. You are just loving life right now, dude.
Why did you say your name was Brian, you idiot?
Because I'm doing illegal Brian, street activities, and you can't give your real name. Yeah, what if they were cops?
Well, you should have thought about it. You should have told me that you were going to say that your name was Brian. So when I call you up on air.
I was going to, but after I got this hot fucking prime time meet here, like I didn't think. I was just so happy. I'm like, fuck it all.
Were you guys scared of the long drive? Because it's like an hour and a half from Philly.
No, it was
through
cool.
The woods.
It was awesome. Were you used to it? No, were you used to it? Have you seen the back alley in South Philly? It's pretty bad.
Dude, I want to marry you, bitch.
Oh, you love it.
I know.
How long have you been doing this for?
Well, actually,
how long have you been hooking for?
Well, you know what? It's actually street walking. It's not hooking anymore. But no, this is new for me. I haven't, been around in this business a long time. My friend Penny, though, she got me into it. You know, I used to work at a strip club.
Did you used to work at a strip club, too?
Yeah, yes. We both worked at the same place. That's how we met.
Do you work there now, though?
No.
What? No. No.
Are you the one that got caught in the bathroom?
Yeah, I did.
Do all stripper girls do that? Because it seems like you have to be hopped up to be dancing all around like that. Like sick dudes with three-sided dick dusters. All like, hey, man. Like, dude, you have to be hopped up to do that.
Yeah, it goes with the territory. You know what I mean? But if you get caught, it's not a good situation. You know, they don't.
Well, what's good about your situation now?
Well, you know what? You make a lot more money, and you're not.
Do you really?
Yeah.
What do you bring in a day? What do you bring in a day?
It depends.
Christmas time, a lot of money. Christmas time.
Yeah, every yeah.
Well,
you know, a lot of men are like down and out. So you know, they look for love on the streets, and you know what? It's a good thing because, you know, we're there. And
is it usually like rich married dudes?
Was the Great Depression?
You know what? It's back and forth. You know what I mean?
Is it usually sketchy drug addicts or rich business dudes? Which one?
Well, I hope so. I go for the sketchy drug addicts, but you know, I mean, rich guys are kind of sketchy. Yeah. I mean, the sketchy rich guys are kind of boring, and they kind of ask me what I want. They're fucking drug addicts. Can I say that on radio?
You can say that.
The drug addicts are kind of, you know, like so-and-so over here. But no, it's
I told you.
Kind of straight to the point, so.
So are you cool with messing around on air?
Well, nobody has to know, right?
Yeah,
millions of listeners that are listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, let you know we're not lying. These are hookers.
Hey, Novak.
Absolutely.
Are you sure you want to do this?
I'm fucking sure that I've never been on anything in my life. I'm not
because somebody wants to talk to you before you go on and hum somebody on air.
Oh, God. Don't tell me.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, God.
Are you serious?
Hey, Mom.
Hi, April.
Hey, Ape, it's all big joke.
Who called me?
Ape. For Christmas, is all Novak wanted was for $500 to go up to North Philly to grab a hooker to bang her out on air.
Yeah. Hey,
well,
about
you know what? Just when I thought you couldn't scrape the bottom of the scum bucket any time. Hey, you know what? There you go again, spending $500 in the wrong way. You could get yourself ahead, but no, you're getting
The thing is, the idiot, he didn't, like, bargain with the girl. He was just like, she's like, well, how much you got?
Well, I got $500 to spend tonight. Well, then my fee is $500. Like, hey, but these girls are hot as shit.
Ape, they actually are pretty hot. You think you're like a hooker.
Thank you.
I hope the day that you're living in a tent on the side of the road, you realize that it was
living
so
in a van down by the river.
And to the girls who are over there, are you crazy?
Ape, don't talk him out of it.
Ape,
who is this? Who am I talking to?
Oh, this is my mom.
Oh, this is your mom. Oh, that's great.
This is my house, by the way.
That's wow. Okay.
Oh yeah, this is this
bag over your body because like
he lives here too for free though.
No, that you get. Cock-blocked by Bam's mom.
Listen, I apologize, but, you know, I never had a mom growing up.
And I can't believe I'm listening to this radio station.
Hey, but you know what? That's what everybody's saying. As a matter of fact, let me read you this email, Mom. Bam, my daughter... Listen, shush. Bam, my daughter Brittany listens to your radio show every week. Shut up. I never thought anything was wrong with that, because I've seen your show, and it just seemed like regular, appropriate entertainment. But recently, I've overheard this radio show of yours, and it's very rude. I've also caught my daughter watching your CKY videos, which contain nudity and just plain bad taste. I've never been a fan, and I never had anything against you, but I realized how disgusting you are when MTV isn't editing you. I hope you're aware of that, and face your responsibilities, and then you don't belong in this business. Please clean up your show. If I cleaned up my show, it wouldn't be number fucking one.
She wouldn't write an email in.
I gotta agree with her.
Oh, come on, Abe.
Yeah, right. And stop being so rude to your parents. They deserve better. That's how I got 5 seasons, you dumbass. If I wasn't rude to my parents, Ape, if I wasn't rude to you on MTV, then there wouldn't be a show.
Bam. You can
Ape, I got you a nice gift. Like, who the fuck wants to see that? They want me to see you wreck the gift. Then maybe I'll get you something cooler later on.
Hey, let's see what he does to her this week.
For the lemonade.
How about when we're not filming? Could you maybe not do that?
I am nice when we're not filming.
You're
but
even worse.
But this mom...
She
wants,
goes, oh.
This mom wants me to clean up the radio show. Then nobody would fucking listen to it. And if they wanted me to stop being... If they wanted me to be nice to you, then there wouldn't be a show. Oh. So, therefore, she would just want me to get nothing going on. What?
And we do have a number one show on Sirius.
There are a lot of kids out there that trust you because, you know, they think you're doing what you're doing, but they listen to this and it's like smut and city. I can't even believe
but you know what?
Ape just cursed.
There's so many people that probably have a lot of things to say about it, but you know what? They're not changing the fucking station. You know what? We have the number one show on Sirius all in general, Ape. You know why? Because Novak just brought a whore here, and who could change the channel on that?
And she's hot to trot.
She's pretty hot, too, Abe. And then listen to this. Hi, Bam. My name is Brittany, and my mom, Deanna, just told me that she emailed you telling you to clean up your act. Well, I just wanted to say sorry because she is a crazy motherfucker. She tries to control my life, and she drives me crazy. She doesn't know what the fuck she is talking about. She thinks I'm still 5 years old. I'm 17. What the hell is wrong with her? If I want to listen to the goddamn radio show, then she could fuck off. Whoa. Plus, I have the balls to actually email you and tell you what to do. What a bitch. I told her that you're just going to laugh at her pathetic email.
She's right.
She has put me through hell. She is remarried 5 times, all for money purposes, and she's barely a mom. So fuck her, man. And don't listen to her shit. P.S. All the people dissing on Missy can fuck off because they don't even know her. Wow.
Damn, I actually like that bro.
Like
how
Brittany.
Old is she, I wonder?
What? Who's dissing on who?
Ape, we have some humping to do. We gotta go.
Yeah. Ape said this. Hey, that was cool.
I hope nobody I know is listening.
Don't worry, April. Right. I turned the mic off.
Okay, Ape, do you not agree with this?
Who's pissing on Missy?
Ape.
I am. Ape, I hate Missy.
Do you not agree with the sexual activity that's getting ready to go down on Sirius Radio?
No, I am not. I am not happy about this.
But you know what? I bet you're not going to change the channel.
Are you going to listen?
No, I'm not going to listen.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are going to be sitting there listening in. You are not going to change it.
At least she doesn't have to smell it.
Phil has his ear to the radio.
Phil swore he wasn't going to listen, remember?
Yeah.
We left.
Let's talk to Phil.
But Phil swore to God he was not listening. We just left his house. He said, I'm not listening. I swear to God, Bam.
Phil hide in the bathroom.
He's got it on in the bathroom.
Hurry up.
Time to take
he can't even get away from the radio. He's so interested.
Hello?
Get it?
She is. She's hey, Phil.
Hey, steel curtain. I'm just, you know.
Simmer down, baby.
Would you French her real quick?
Come here. Let's,
would you French a hooker?
Let's do it. We can do a kiss.
Okay, do hookers.
Ew.
I'm just going to put it this way. Rock and roll music basically is you guys are crazy. And
hey, Phil. Phil. Novak just Frenched a hooker.
Dude, I probably just sucked 50 dicks right there.
Hey, Phil, are you going to listen to this?
60.
I'm listening, but I'm regretting it.
Yeah, you're listening, but you're regretting it. All right, well, you're going to regret it more if you turn off the channel, because this is going to be the best fucking show ever. And in the meantime, I'm going to play Nightwish, Bless the Child, and then we're going to get to humping.
Bless
so
me.
This is Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction. Don't change that channel, because there's humping going on live.
Like Jones. Oh,
all right.
child, bless thee and keep thee forever.
It's Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo-woo, this is Radio Bam, Sirius 28 faction. Wow.
Oh, what's up? Yes.
Did you just get a sweet little treat for Christmas or whatever? You
I did.
Yeah,
well, you're about to get another one.
Fucking Festivus.
Have you showed her your little mini hard dick yet?
No, I've been waiting to do this here. Should I give her a preview?
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen.
Wait till you see this big thing, Lisa.
Ladies, check it out.
Welcome to Needle Dick Theater.
Is that the smallest dick you've
not
ever
that
seen?
Bad.
Holy shit. Oh my God.
I paid you, bitch. Be
wow.
nice to me.
Yeah, you know what? I will be quiet.
Is it the smallest dick you've ever seen?
It's not the smallest I've ever seen, but on a 3-year-old boy.
Oh my God.
Well, I would say to shut up, but the boss is asking the question, so I can't let him talk.
No, you only had to show that. You didn't have to show the rest
of like, for real?
Rake, you've been dying to see my dick, you homo.
Why would Rake be dying?
I know. Like, even if he was gay.
So I'm pretty sick all this
time. You're dying in the desert just for a whole...
If I was gay, I'm not anymore.
Whoa, Rake. So I'm tired of all this talk, man. When can I hump?
Well, let's see some foreplay action first, because you're probably going to get cut off the radio.
Don't
so.
Tell me twice.
Kiss her.
Come here, bitch. Right, I love it. I can talk to them how I want. They're dirty whores. Come here, slut.
Okay, kids.
You in with Novak?
This am is I ever.
Not to do at home.
This is the best present I've ever gave you.
I'm going to call you Sin every day of my life.
It's so gay.
Bam or her?
Why don't you feel her, Novak?
Come on, what are you doing? Get over here.
She tells me what to do.
Okay, Bam's trying to put the mic up there, and he's like hitting him. Ew, man. Yeah, I'm closing my eyes. This is getting gross.
Feel her boobs or something. Missy, you getting turned on?
I'm jealous.
Missy,
I'm sorry,
you
baby. Questions.
Yo, this isn't on, Tom Rock. Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah, this is getting boring. Do something better now, man.
Novak, take off her
I'm
clothes.
I'm trying. Let me be here.
Let me be here.
Take
it off. You get mad or you get turned on when you call him, when he calls you bitch?
I'm sure.
Sweet.
That's her zipper. Now take him out. Come here.
Oh, wait. All okay. Right.
Hey, take her pants off or something.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Come on, do it. Now we're talking.
Let's hear some noises, babe.
Wait. Do you have something?
What do you mean something?
Sunblock. Like, you tell what she means.
Sunblock. You need sunblock.
No, I don't have a condom.
Oh.
You didn't get what?
Oh my God.
I had
to.
Who cares?
You really didn't get one.
No.
Someone get
it. Do you have one, babe?
Yeah, of course I do.
You're a fucking hooker.
I have one upstairs.
Hurry up. Give me one. Hurry up.
This is wax paper. You're a fucking moron. You go to North Philly to pick up two whores, and he doesn't even bring a condom.
I have all the diseases. Who cares?
What are you thinking,
man? Well, so what? But that's why I need you to use a condom.
My dick's getting soft. So
all right,
here we go.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this is going down right now.
Where are your friends? Where are your friends? Where are your friends? What? Where are my friends? All my friends are dead. All my friends
No fear. Destination darkness. No fear. Destination darkness. No
with Tony
this
Hawk.
Is Tony Hawk.
Go to CBGB with Marky
this
Ramone.
Is Marky Ramone.
Go to Sirius.com and click on the What's On section to register for your favorite Sirius star experience. Sirius.com right now.
Taking when you should've given away.
filthy feel you gave to us. We cannot repair.
What up, yo? It is Cullen in for Jason Ellis. Happy holidays and all that shit.